What does all that talk mean? It all means your phrase, getting my life together. Are you trying to get your life together?
No.
No. I heard a lot of such talk tonight. I'll bet there's a lot of such talk going on. Therefore, you have not said 100 times a day, I accept, I never am going to succeed. And gladly. I'm not even going to try, that's why. And if you don't go to war against it and stop it, if you don't put to death the deeds of the body, it's going to go on. And if you're dead, what do you need with a life in this world anyway? Good at the pressure cooker life. Extreme investing in this life, all kinds of investing in this life, and of course, panic of doing it physically, but investing in it at the same time. Does that sound like turmoil, disaster?
Yes.
Yes.
And a thick cover to hide it. Now look, this world is so wonderful, this life is so wonderful. By the way, you said you wish you never read. You're really in trouble, if that's where you're at. You're really in trouble. This life is so wonderful to you. You're really in trouble. Yeah, you talk all the time. You first mumbled, oh, I'd be glad, but you didn't put your hand up. You turned back. At first, nobody. Well, maybe it's because you didn't understand. He did. Maybe you didn't understand. That's another thing. If you are able to get into anything in this life that you don't want to leave it, you've had it again. Marriage, maybe? You get into something and you don't want to gladly leave it. You are severed from Christ. In love with this present world and all there is, many, many of them. But you wouldn't gladly leave it, whatever it is. So why build it up? Having food and clothing, shelter, let's be satisfied with this. Why build it up? Are we really fellowshipping in, I'm never going to get it together anyway? Or is it this, some sort of fantasy about I'm going to get it together? That's looking to this life then. Let's hear it, people. Idols. Last warning, little children. Keep yourselves from idols. A lot of your strange behavior would be gone. A lot of it. If loud and clear all the time, I accept I never am going to get my life together in this world. I'm going to suffer with Christ for a little while. Is that really this outcome? Well, it's going to be. Now, the married ones en masse are gone. How many others? And if they are, it's going to be because of this very point. I accept. I never am going to get my life together. I accept. fact, I've already died. Or I don't accept that, and that's why you're gone. Never mind all the fancy stories. I don't accept that. But here are people. Christ or this life. And another thing, let's put this talk all the time near to Jesus, being with Jesus. It's never abiding in Christ. It's never in Christ in your language. It's always Jesus. You don't maybe know all the words, but you know in Christ sounds more serious than near to nice Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, the word Christ is close to, but not the same as the word sacrifice. There's no in Christ without sacrifice. Living sacrifice. You said, no way, I don't want to do it. Not even a quick, easy suicide. Well, where are you at? Are you about to suffer with him then? Hardly. And if you don't suffer with him, well, good night. I didn't write it. I intend to follow it, but I didn't write it. Maybe you're trying to make another gospel. So, what is loud and clear between you? Where does the buck stop? Nowhere? People?
Yeah.
I accept I never am going to get my life together. Honestly, not going to try. In fact, actually work at trading it in. To set the mind on the spirit by putting to death this life is life and peace. By putting to death this, the life in the flesh. It doesn't even have to be sin directly. The life in the flesh. It's not honoring him. It's not following him. He said to Peter, you will follow me. You will drink my cup later. You don't want to drink his cup, huh? Well, maybe. But that's the issue. Anybody get the point?
Yeah.